dropping them raggedy bugs in a 10-frame box, a 4-pound package, would certainly fare a little bit better with that much more heat. But I kept them all in the house, Bill, because I don't want them in those attendants to cool off with the queens. I don't want them cooling off and burning up more energy. I want them to be able to stay warm so I don't have to feed them. Well, yeah, I know. You get them out in the kits you're talking about, and happen the temperature drop lower than expected and stuff, that could be a bad thing. Or, I remember times when I had bees come in where I'd have to keep in the shade in the garage, but just a little breeze going through there, but not on the bees, kind of just to keep them cool enough. Man, those puppies, they'll get overheated in a hurry sometimes when they're in those packages, And I've had them cook in a box overnight, one of them foam traps I got built. I had them cook.
Oh, I thought it was empty.
And, talk about feeling bad, you just murdered a box of bees, that's happened to me twice out of about 200 colonies. It's happened to me twice. And each time I felt just as bad, I don't even deserve these animals,
Really disturbing when something like that happens. I'd keep them in the garage overnight, and what I did is, this was kind of on the cold side, I'd have them all on a card table spaced out, not butted up to one another, and I'd lay a tarp kind of loosely over the top,
somewhere like that, but you got to watch your high temperature. You're better keeping them at, when they're like that in a lower temperature. But when they get heated up, they get loud, and it's not good for them at all. But I'm getting too cold when you got some queens suffering like that, because them extra little nurse bees in there, they're not gonna produce enough heat. And they're going to be trying to take care of her, but they burn up a lot of juice. And if you don't have extra honey or sugar water in there for them to supplement them, they can't burn up that energy and make heat neither.